This is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we need you to hang up so you can call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you to be tested for COVID?
I was referred by my pediatrician to call this line with a question that I just presented to them. So, I don't
okay.
know. Can I ask you? Okay. My son is 6 years old. He's autistic. And he was exposed by his paraprofessional at school on last Thursday. And I was just curious to know, like, okay, of course he's quarantined, can't go to school for next 14 days. But I'm just know if there's like a protocol where at some point he needs to be tested, being that from what I hear, I don't know how that goes, that children can be asymptomatic but still be, you know, still like maybe the carrier of the virus. And I'm asking because he needs to be kept by his 70-some-year-old grandmother that hasn't been vaccinated yet. And I don't want to, you know.
Yes,
ma'am.
Don't
know how that goes.
So I do apologize. I'm not really sure regarding what you need to do regarding that. Because I know most locations would tell you that it's best for you to wait till you start showing some signs of symptoms. I mean, I'm not really sure. Yes, ma'am. But I can try to check on that for you if you would like.
Okay.
So that
yeah,
way I won't give you
like
any
I said,
wrong
he's a nonverbal. He's nonverbal. So if something was bothering him, he's not able to tell me.
Right.
But, you know, his actions have shown, you know, hey, business as usual, still running around, you know, no fever, you know, because I've kept a check on that. But as far as anything else, he couldn't be able to tell me. So I didn't know what to do, and the pediatrician didn't know, told him to call this hotline. So I don't know.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second, and I'll actually check on that for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. While I place you on a brief hold while I get this done.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. And I am still here, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. I'm getting that check done for you, okay?
All right. Sure, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. 1 moment. Okay, ma'am. So after speaking with my supervisor, they did inform me that you may need to contact your doctor just to see what's the safest route about that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they won't answer a question. They told me to contact you, so I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. See, we can't tell you either, which is why he's asking you to contact your doctor, because I know that you said the pediatrician provided you with our number, correct?
Mm-hmm. They can't answer the question to contact State of Alabama. Here's the hotline number. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so your doctor couldn't answer the question either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second,
yeah.
Ma'am. I'm just trying to get this, checked for you, because I don't want to give you any misled information.
Oh, understood. I appreciate that. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. So give me 1 second.
Good morning, Bishop.
Okay, I do apologize about that brief hold. So after speaking with them,
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So after speaking with them, they did inform me that we do not have any medical advice, unfortunately, but they do pre-registration for the vaccine. So I can provide you with the vaccine hotline number, or you can also call your local county health department. They're actually giving out the vaccines as well.
Okay, but no advice as to what to do for him. I guess I'll find another pediatrician and see if somebody can answer my question. All righty.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I do apologize.
Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.